Welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, so there's a lot going on. And I want to know if everybody finished Chucky.
Yes.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, spoilies coming up. What did everyone think about the ending?
It was, okay, so it was good. It was fun. It was a good wrap up to everything. It was fun seeing like all of the threads of every Chucky movie come together, sort of. Because they didn't really touch on Seed of Chucky. They've mentioned Glenn or Glinda or whichever that character is going by currently, but we didn't meet them. Although I did see a crazy fan theory saying that Mrs. Fairchild, the teacher, was Glenn or Glinda. Was Glinda.
That'd be interesting.
I liked
that's
it.
That's why she recognized the doll and stuff. Was just, and that's why she, you know, she's always
like kind of like, near. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it was good. But you know, they Don Mancini, the creator, director, writer of the show, series, Chucky, everything. I said, like, depending on the popularity of the show, we might see more movies or maybe another season or whatever, but nothing has been officially announced. And it's open-ended. Like, they leave it in a way where it's like, this story ain't fucking done yet. Like, God damn it. So,
I thought that season two got to...
Did it? Has it officially? Because that quote him was from the before, right at the premiere of the show. So,
yep, it looks like Chucky on Twitter went ahead and said, he goes, I always come back. New season of Chucky coming 2022.
Dope. Good.
And I'm okay if, like, we don't deal with these kids anymore.
Right? I'm so over them.
Yeah, like, they were good. It was a fine season for them. And they'll be back because, like,
it's
even if we do follow a new story, like, again, fucking everybody comes back. Everybody's back.
Watching the show after I complained about the resting face of confusion, did you focus on that, or were you like, oh god,
I noticed it for sure, but his resting, it's not just resting confusion face, it's resting like confusion and also like I'm smoldering. Yeah, oh, I'm supposed to be mad.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm supposed to be so upset and confused about everything. Constantly. I thought the girl did a good job, though.
Yep. I think she was
one of the better characters. Like, she had like the best storyline. I mean, we should have followed her more.
Seriously.
She went from being like total super bitch to like, I'm dealing with a lot of shit, but also just was acted very good. Well,
yeah, she was a great actress.
Yeah.
The other two, and so.
Yeah. Even the love interest or whatever his name was, like, he was kind of just like, the podcaster. He was just okay. He wasn't terrible, but I mean, he was also just okay. And then the cousin was okay.
Oh yeah. Junior.
All the adults, they killed off all the good actors.
Yeah, I will say that.
Yeah, they killed all the good actors, yes.
They killed all the adults, yeah. Well, that's what I thought was interesting, is like obviously they're gonna murder a lot of people, but like all of them lost their parents or most of their parents, I guess. You know, I mean, like so many people died.
I couldn't stand, and it sucks because I figured I would like him, but the actor who plays Andy was fucking terrible in every scene he did, in my opinion, throughout the whole season. It seemed like every line he was giving, it was just like, It didn't fit with any of the scenes he was in. I don't know. It just like his acting style really fucked. He kind of took me out of every scene he was in. In my opinion, I hate saying that because he is an original, but it seems like he hasn't really done much since because he got back into this role and he's just like, so I guess we're going to go kill the other Chuckies now.
I'll agree with that. There were some lines that were delivered that were really good, but a lot of it was, it seemed a lot of really forced and like stiff, really, you know, so I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. But overall, you know what I thought was really interesting too? So Fiona Dourif, Brad Dourif's daughter, plays Mia, the girl in the wheelchair, which also, like, I have never felt so fucking bad for a character in a movie franchise in my fucking life than I did for this character. Because, like, she had the worst end of it in Cult of Chucky. And then to see her, like, you know, the Cult of Chucky ends with her walking out, even though she's paralyzed because she's been, like, possessed by the spirit of Charles Lee Ray. And you're like, what the fuck? Oh my God, this is sick. Because it's his daughter or what, like IRL, mm-hmm. like what a great way to pass the torch. And then in this one, like she goes back and forth between like being paralyzed and being Mia and then being Chucky and being able to walk around. And it fucking ends and her fucking arms and legs are gone. They bound her to the chair. It was like, this is fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's
going to be, that was fucking brutal. Go ahead, Kevin. Yeah. Sorry.
No, I agree with you. It was rough, man. It was a rough season. I mean, but I liked it. It was good. There was a few ways it ended that I really was confused as fuck, especially like, so Tiffany's back. Like, I don't really understand that. Like who's in Tiffany's body? Because Tiffany didn't splinter. I don't remember unless they're going to explain that in season two. Cause now you have Jennifer Tilly, Tiffany, and you have doll Tiffany, which once again, that was one of those things. I was like, okay, that's weird. And they didn't lead any of that. Like there was no lead up to that. So that's a strange one. But other than that, it was a good season. I did like the ending. Like, I don't know if it was it post credits or was it just the ending where Chucky's there fucking going through his kill count?
Yeah, it's like mid credits. Yeah. All right, let's go through all the people we killed. Let's see. We had one electrocution, one beheading, and 19 stabbings.
God. Yeah, he really padded his numbers in that last episode, that theater.
Oh, no joke. Oh, my God. Oh, dude, like, Jesus Christ. What a way to go. I'm sitting here watching a movie, and all of a sudden I'm stabbed in the ass.
Like, but after the first person and screaming and stuff, or the second, why are you still sitting?
There was a point where I thought the same thing. I was like, you see everybody running and screaming. Why the fuck are you not out of your chair? Mm-hmm. Like you see all these people that aren't moving, like in the rows of near you or whatever, that have been stabbed and aren't moving. Like, get the fuck up.
At least stand on the arms of the chair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was funny watching the mayor get her ass kicked like WWE style in the aisle. Like everyone's like drop kicking her. God, like,
yeah. There's some people that you just don't have like feelings for where you're just like, God, she just deserves the worst. And when it happens, you're like, this feels good.
I read that they were intending to kill that character. They were going to kill her instead of the dad. Mm-hmm. But they ended up killing the dad instead because she has the perfect, like, scream, the horror film scream. Like, that scream is hers. And, like, mm-hmm. that they're like, that's too good to, like, let go. Like, here, so we're going to kill him instead. And that was gross. Like, oh, let me hear. You want the popcorn?
Oh, my God, I know.
Blood into it, and she puts it in her mouth.
Stop it.
And so fucking gross.
As terrible as a person that character was, that actress was really good. I would say she was one of the better adult actresses that was in this. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that she kind of lives to see a season two, because you need some kind of asshole person like that. And the mayor was a complete asshole. Mm-hmm. You know, like they have death in the town. She's like, but come Friday, we're having a movie. It's Frankenstein. Sorry about the deaths, though. We're our condolences to everyone else. You know, and it's just like that. And it's like, yeah, I'm kind of glad that she lived, because in movies like this, it's kind of funny. I mean, it's not kind of funny, but it's kind of like life, where you see like the good people die and the evil shitty people live on somehow, you know, and have to like kind of pick up the pieces from it. So we'll see. But it was a good show. I liked it. I thoroughly enjoyed this season. and it was a good fanfare to Chucky fans. As far as I love the backstory stuff too, all that backstory stuff, the guy who played young Charles Lee Ray.
Oh, that was Fiona Dourif. That was her in makeup.
Ah, that's awesome.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like that.
That's Fiona Dourif.
The Tommy
as as young Charles Lee Ray was as Fiona Dourif. And then her dad did the voice.
I just wish,
or he ADR'd it.
I just wish that the ADR was a little bit better.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. That was,
and I was trying to figure out too. I was like, so is Tiffany also being like, is her lines being done too? But then there were times where it didn't sound like it. It sounded like someone doing an impression, but, but it, that was Fiona Dourif. There's on her Instagram. You can see she has behind the scenes photos of her in the chair.
Yep. And I was like, man, this actor should play Tommy Wiseau. But now seeing this, man, holy shit, that's a revelation. That's a fucking okay. That I was like, that actor does look really good. Like they picked a good Charles Lee Ray. I guess they picked the best.
Yep. That's awesome.
Holy shit. That okay. Well, there's my fucking find out for the day.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm seeing if I can find her Instagram because also Jennifer Tilly posted about it too. Fiona Dourif, there you are. Yeah, I mean, like, yes, she's
a. I found this.
Her.
Oh.
It's wow. Her in the makeup.
Yeah.
Like, there's the prosthetics. Her in the chair as they put it on.
I posted a picture of the prosthetics in the Discord. Yeah, that's oof. Yeah, that's wild. Man, that's cool. That gives me much more respect for the show because, like, I thought that was a male actor. Fucking A. Good job.
Nope.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, Every time she turned into to Chucky, like she had the mannerisms down. So that makes perfect sense. Like that all, it's all like I'm having that in my head now. Cause yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. Fucking A.
She was really good.
Mm-hmm. Great show. Great show. Excited that it's going to get a season two. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. We haven't spoiled too much, but.
Except for the entire show.
Except for the entire show. let's see real quick. I caught up on a lot of movies this week, guys.
I haven't watched like anything.
I went through and like just went. I watched Stowaway, which is the movie with Anna Kendrick and Daniel Dae Kim. It's the one where they a crew of a spaceship is headed to Mars, and they accidentally had a stowaway shortly after takeoff and dealing with it. It was okay. It was rushed. The pacing was off, and I felt I didn't feel great about the ending. The movie didn't give its chance to breathe, and it was just okay. I watched Red Notice. That's the one with Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds, and Gal Gadot, or Godot. And that one was really funny and good. I really enjoyed that one. Okay. It turned into full on Indiana Jones in Act 3, and they fucking like they addressed it as well. They deal with Nazi stuff, and as they discover a Nazi bunker, Ryan Reynolds starts doing the theme to Indiana Jones. So I was like, come on, guys. It has full-on Indiana Jones car chase scenes, full-on Indiana Jones. Like, it's full, like, third act is Indiana Jones. Ryan Reynolds does reprise his role as Deadpool in this movie. There's no suit, and there's no burnings, but it's the witty... Okay, sorry, it's just Ryan Reynolds. So he played himself. Then I watched.
Congratulations.
You played yourself. And then I watched the new Tom Hanks movie on Apple TV, which is called Finch.
Finch, yeah.
And boy, oh boy, that movie will make you cry. I don't know if you've watched it or not, but it's a very good movie. And it's a definitely. Two thumbs up, but it is very sad. So I was not expecting to be depressed after watching a Tom Hanks movie. I should have been, but
no better by now.
Yeah. Yep.
He's only been making these movies for like 30 years.
I know. Where he just, where every 10 years he plays a movie completely alone. Yep. I watched also a TV show Hard Knocks has come back for mid-season. It's the first time they've ever done it. It's called Hard Knocks In Season, and it's following the Indianapolis Colts throughout the season. And that's been pretty good. It's not as good as the Hard Knocks in the summertime, but it's still entertaining enough to watch. So, yeah. And then I watched a little bit of the 2021 induction of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Jay-Z. And that's worth a watch if you're into that kind of sort of thing. Anything else? I think that is it for me. Take it away, someone else.
Who was being inducted? Just Jay-Z, or was there anyone else?
No, it is. Let's see here. Tina Turner, Carole King, The Go-Go's, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, and Todd Rundgren.
Okay. I thought it was the Foo Fighters as well, because yeah, Radke posted that they got to play for them at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they played "I'll Stick Around," which is pretty cool. And they actually released that on iTunes recently too, which is awesome, dude. Well, Radke is fucking awesome.
If you want to watch it, it's on my Plex, Kev.
Where I need to get access again or something. It said your Plex was down earlier.
Never.
As he scrambles to find out what's going on. Oh God,
what's happening?
I finished the second season of Tiger King.
Oh, how was that?
Just as fucking wild as you'd expect it to be. They still spend 2 episodes of the 5 trying to figure out what the fuck happened to Carol Baskin's husband.
Figured out.
Well, I guess because of the documentary, you know, obviously there was some pressure about like, oh, we should fucking find out what happened. And like, I guess there's like government documents saying that like he was like a CIA informant, like met him in Costa Rica or whatever, not long after he vanished 20 years ago. So that like he's in Costa Rica. So they like, there was like talk about like how they hired people to go look for him down there and like, the interviewing like his drivers and stuff down there, it was wild. It was fucking wild. And then they deal with some other new big cat people they get in, that began working with Jeff Lowe and like how he's just still a piece of shit and the con man and they're crazy. Dude, people who own big cats are fucking crazy. All of them. Like that is what this show has taught me. There's not one big cat owner in the world that is a sane fucking individual. Well, not like you're insane because you own a big cat. No, apparently you're just a fucking wild ass, like crazy person. Like you were just not right in the head. All of them are nuts. All of them. They're all crazy. And it was wild. The 5 episodes, really fast watch. Very interesting. And it ends with stuff like footage from September of this year of Jeff Lowe and other individuals signing affidavits saying that they lied and they committed perjury by saying that Joe Exotic paid someone to go kill Carol Baskins. That's how it ends. Mm. Like them signing affidavits in front of like lawyers and stuff saying that they committed perjury and that they lied.
Wow.
Yeah. Show's wild, y'all. Like, and there's like one of the episodes, there is like these people who are like, oh, we're the free Joe Exotic like fan club or whatever the fuck they are, like we're sending President Trump a thing to free him, we're going to Washington to the Stop the Steal like rally to try to get an audience with Trump. And then they're there and like people are yelling at them there and they're like, get the fuck out of here. Trump doesn't give a shit about Joe Exotic. Like you're sick for owning big cats. Get the fuck out of here. So they leave and the footage of them in the car going like, well, we left at a good time.
Like, oh my.
Yeah. Like, well, we got out of there just in time. Like shit's going down at the Capitol right now. Like what's going on? They're like, oh man, I don't know. It's getting wild over there. I'm glad we left. So crazy.
Oh my God.
Ashley was watching that and then I just walked in and all the cats and animals were being taken away.
Yeah, from this other guy who it's wild, man. Sorry. Then I watched season 5, I think it was. It was just released, of F is for Family on Netflix. It's Bill Burr's animated show.
Yeah, this has been promoted pretty heavily.
Yeah, it's got Laura Dern, Bill Burr, Ed Cochner or whatever his name is. I think it's Ed Cochner. David Cochner. It had, oh my gosh, that one actor who died this last year, African-American actor, had the scar across his face, was in The Sopranos and The Wire and Spider-Man.
I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his name, unfortunately.
Michael.
He was in Community.
Community. Michael. Someone out there Ed right now is fucking screaming it at me. I can feel it through the ether. He's just fucking, it's Michael. Jay something. Fox. No. Michael B. Jordan. Jesus Christ. Anyways.
Michael K. Williams?
Michael K. Williams. Yep, he was in it. So it's like one of his last roles. It's very good. It's season 5. It's Bill Burr's like humor and stuff. So if you like his like stand up and him yelling at stuff, it's pretty much what the show is. It takes place in the 70s, and I guess Bill is, because one of the kids' name is Bill, so I guess it's supposed to be about his family. And I guess he's playing his dad. I don't know. It's funny. It does have its moments of like, I don't know, like sometimes like these edgy cartoons on Netflix are trying too hard to be edgy, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like, this is not funny. This is just dumb. Like, you're not South Park. Like, I don't know, but I've enjoyed it. I've watched all the seasons, and I think this is the final season, if I remember correctly. Mm. I do recommend that. I've also been catching up on, I guess I'm caught up on Yellowstone. I think I'm like an episode behind now, because now I'm like caught up with what's on TV. So I've been trying to like take my time.
Yeah. You almost have to, because you're just like,
I don't want to be forced to wait. I'll make myself wait. it's been good. I texted Jay at one point. I was like, holy shit, the season 4 opening. Like, holy Christ, the next fan basket, man. It's like, it starts with a fucking war. Like, there's a goddamn, just like shootouts and all this shit. It was intense. Fucking intense. I will say there's a scene where like we're seeing like all the places people are fighting, and they're like, oh God, get to the barn. And you get to the barn, and all the ranch hands and all like the cattle workers are out there just beating the shit out of these people. Like, this shit was like, you get them, fucking get them. Like, y'all fucked up. Y'all went to the wrong fucking place, bud. And then It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia came back this week.
So you
season fucking 15.
Hold on, before we get to that, you got to the scene with the fucking ice chest. The dude fishing.
Yes. Yeah.
I was like, God damn, yeah. Dude.
The dude from Lost.
Yeah,
man. Holloway. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that was one way to solve a problem. Yeah. Wait, hey, did you drop this? No.
Oh.
Are you sure? I best said no. Are you sure? Can you take a look? I said I didn't drop it. Like, okay.
God. It's almost any minute now.
Yep.
Just like, yep. Fuck. Kev, you gotta watch this show, man.
Yeah, I will say, out of like, I know you don't like intense stuff. That was so far, again, having watched Breaking Bad and all these other shows, like, this is nothing in comparison, like, how intense some of those are. Mm-hmm. At times, it was just like one of those, like, oh shit, shit's hitting the fan right now. Like, here we are 4 seasons in, and like, shit is now at a point where I'm like a little concerned about what's happening. Like, oh no, oh no, someone might die.
I did watch the first episode. I've done that, and honestly, I gotta say, it's just not for me.
No.
And it's nothing to get, like I said, I know you guys enjoy it, and I can see the appeal to it. Dude, that show's just not for, like, I I watch television and all that shit to escape politics and all that like back and forth shit. And that first episode just lays it down hard where it's like, all right, cool. Here's two sides. They're feuding. And then you got these assholes from California trying to build in land Montana because, you know, Montana's the next big place or whatever. The scenery, absolutely gorgeous. The characters, so far so good. Like, I like the lawyer son. Like, you know, just everyone seems to be good at what they do. I've never been a huge Kevin Costner fan, but that's just me. I don't know. But it's just, I tried to give that show a chance. That first episode is rough. And then, like I said, just rough by my standard. There was a lot of stuff that happened in it that I was just like, man, this is all just real life shit. I mean, this is just like I said, this is happening legit anyway. Like when they were talking at the beginning, when the cattle was on the other side of the line and they're like, yeah, this shut down the pipeline. And they're like, well, we should have did this end the first time, you know, and just shit like that. It's like, all right, this is hitting way too close to home. And it's just like, I don't have the, like I said, I don't have the nerve to watch that shit. I mean, maybe when there's shootouts and shit, it'd probably be pretty cool to watch. But man, even that opening where he just kind of takes out the horse, I was like, oh fuck, this is not good. This is rough. And I could see the appeal, but I, like I said, I just don't think it's going to be for me.
Fair enough, man. Fair enough.
I did try it though. I sat through the whole hour and a half first episode. So.
Well, at least you gave it a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, and then It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia came back.
I thought you were going to segue into that when you're talking about the January 6th stuff.
Yeah. And the first episode, it was their like 2020 in review. And I literally watched the episode going like, this is just 8-Bit Saga on Earth. And I was like, oh no. Is 8-Bit Saga just It's Always Sunny in Star Wars? And then I thought about it and I was like, it is. 8-Bit Saga is just It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. But because that first episode, they all applied for PPP loans and they're being audited and they have to explain what the fuck they did with the money. And was it Mac and Dennis started a country band, and in my head I'm going like, yeah, Mark and Kale will totally do this. This is 100% exactly what Mark and Kale would do. Mm-hmm. And they're the reason why there was the vote like issue, the voter number turnout issues in Pennsylvania. And then we go over to Frank Reynolds and he's doing like the hair dye thing. And I'm like, this is Chub Rub. This is what Chub Rub would do. Like, Chub Rub would take like some nasty ass grease from China and make hair dye out of it. And then that was the reason why Rudy Giuliani's like hair dye was dripping down his face during that one press conference. And then you go to Matt, Charlie and Dee, and they're doing costumes. And I was like, oh my God, it's fucking.
Yeah.
And now I was like, oh, it's Chubbs again. It's Chubbs and Ryla making masks, who ended up making the costume for the QAnon shaman. Like, I was like, this is just fucking this is Saga. It's, oh my God, our show is Saga. So good though. So fucking funny. I love this show so much. So because I've also been watching Hawkeye, and one of my coworkers came in earlier before I started watching that. I was like, hey, you watch Hawkeye yet? Like, no, I'm about to start it. And then like during lunch, I was watching Sunny and I was laughing. He came in and he's like, what? He's like, I watched Hawkeye. Why were you laughing so loud? And I was like, oh no, I already watched that. I was watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That shit had me cracking up, dude. He was like, oh, that makes more sense. He's like, I was trying to, in my office going like, what the fuck happened in Hawkeye? I was making him laugh so hard.
I forgot that Hawkeye. Yeah, we watched that tonight.
Nice. Are you all caught up? Are you guys all caught up?
All caught up.
Yeah, same here. So, good show.
All right. Well, that's it, right? Or Kev? Did we even get to Kev? Because I was just like, "Holy shit, we've spent so much time." Kev, I don't even think we got to you.
My quick ones. I am caught up on Always Sunny. Both funny episodes. The Lethal Weapon 7 episode was hilarious too.
Holy shit!
Every time they do a Lethal Weapon episode, and I'm glad that they kind of address their former ones is why they're so fucking bad. But like, man, they even 15 seasons later, they still find a way to really just be such assholes.
Yeah. I just want to take a moment. I just want everyone to know that I just want to address the elephant in the room. I will not be returning this Murtaugh in this movie. And they're like, yeah, good. And he's like, oh, okay. Well, you paused. Well, yeah, I thought you guys would cheer for me.
They're like, we're not going to cheer you for not being racist. And he's like, well, then why am I doing it?
Why am I doing it?
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. So I watched that. Trying to think now. Yeah, caught up on that. I'm pretty much caught up on all the current shows now because I had some time yesterday to really do that. And I also finished Guardians of the Galaxy on PS5 today. And that was a fan-fucking-tastic game from beginning to end. It's definitely going to be in my top five, spoiler alert. But it is really good. It was recently on sale, too. I hope you guys picked it up. If not, find it when there is a sale or even when it's on full price. You're getting your money's worth. Soundtrack, action, dialogue, story, everything. I mean, like, this one, it seemed like Avengers walked so Guardians can run. And, like, this game is just fantastic from beginning to end.
Agreed. So. Yeah. Perfect. All right. We got Fan Friday coming tomorrow. Stay tuned. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.